From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting, trying to shape a political solution for peace in Syria. The diplomatic pace to try to shape a political solution to the long-running war in Syria will pick up this week with the French government hosting Western and Mideast foreign ministers Monday in Paris and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry meeting Russia's President Vladimir Putin on Tuesday in Moscow. Developments inside and outside of Syria are not helping advance peace. Russian airstrikes and Syrian government barrel bombing of civilians are hardening rebel sentiment while regional rivalries complicate the search for peace. Intense air and missile strikes on insurgent-held Damascus suburbs Sunday killed dozens of people, including children, according to a monitoring group and local rescue workers. Diplomats are trying to build momentum for a meeting on Friday in New York that could include UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. They want a foundation for a ceasefire and a political process based on an international agreement last month in Vienna to launch peace talks by January 1st. U.S. President Barack Obama's in the Pentagon today to chair a National Security Council meeting on U.S. efforts to fight Islamic State. A White House statement said the president will receive an update from his national security team and discuss ways to further enhance the U.S. campaign to degrade and destroy the terrorist group. President Obama is due to make a statement to reporters after the talks. Egypt on Monday said its investigators found no evidence of terrorism in the October 31st crash of a Russian plane in the Sinai Peninsula that killed 224 people. Russia and the West, however, have said an explosive device placed on board the Airbus plane brought it down, and the Islamic State group has claimed responsibility. Now, the Metrojet flight took off from the popular Sharm el-Sheikh resort area, and the crash has affected tourism, with both